Blog Talk Radio.
Turmoil fans, welcome back to the show here on a Sunday afternoon. Couple quick notes if you're looking for some wrestling today. UWF running in Georgetown, Kentucky as always. BCW, where I'll be later this evening in Portland, Oregon. And today's show, we got something special for you. We're previewing Heroes and Legends 3, and we have some people that are supposed to be there next week. I would like to introduce Sean Coletta. He is the PR man there at Heroes and Legends, and I will let you introduce our other guest, someone you know extremely well.
Yeah, apparently Drew Skills has once again invaded another interview. Our Heroes and Legends heavyweight champion, Drew Skills. I guess you're here, Drew. Are you still here?
Of course I'm here. Anything that has to do with Heroes and Legends, that's true with me.
All right, and it looks like we have another guest with us from the 765.
Yes, we do. This is Troy Miller.
Troy Miller, also of Heroes and Legends.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing fairly well.
I'm doing
well,
fantastic.
Sean, you're the man there, Heroes and Legends. You want to let our listeners know exactly what's going down? I know both Troy and, of course, Drew being the champion have big matches at the third version of Heroes and Legends.
That's right. I'm not quite sure I'd call me the man. I mean, Jason Maples is the brains behind this wonderful thing we call Heroes and Legends Wrestling. Troy Miller is going up against Buff Bagwell. That ought to make for a very interesting show. I know, Troy is a little weirded out by the fact from what I understand. Getting in the ring with Buff, he's kind of a loose cannon, kind of a different individual. Drew Skills going up against Al Snow. I mean, I think, everybody is looking forward to that. Everybody is looking forward to Drew Skills possibly having an end to his run as Heroes and Legends heavyweight champion. Al Snow, of course, is bringing Head, and I know Head has always been a good luck charm for Al. So hopefully, in this case, we're definitely going to see a great match no matter who comes out on top. The Heroes and Legends Heavyweight Championship is up for grabs in this match, and the buzz has definitely, we've got a lot of matches on the card, of course, but this one, this is for all the marbles here, so people are really waiting in anticipation to see the outcome of this particular match.
Well, Drew being the champion, you had to overcome some of the biggest legends that have come to Heroes and Legends. Your thoughts on the challenger for next week, Al Snow?
Man, Al Snow is phenomenal, man. He's been around, been everywhere. He's been able to find a niche in the business for many, many years, still being involved in the business today. So, as far as experience level, that's something that, I'm going to have to overcome in the match. But I'm bigger, I'm stronger. At this point in time in both of our careers, I'm probably faster than he is. So, obviously when you have a match this caliber, the butterflies get to flying about 2-3 days out, so I'm sure that's going to happen. But training for this match has went very, very well. very confident I am a champion for a reason. Al Snow's not going to walk in and take my title away from me. 462 days come Saturday will be how long I've been the champion. And on Sunday, it'll be 463.
And, Troy, you got Buff Bagwell coming in. He was absolutely a huge name during his career. Bonafide legend. I believe your first matchup with him. Your thoughts on Buff Bagwell going into Saturday?
Well, I followed Buff's career ever since he started. When Buff broke into WCW, I was a rookie myself. I actually met with Buff at a show one time and asked him how he broke in and stuff like that. I'm sure he's forgotten about that, but his career went one way, my career went another. Everybody knows the success that he's had. He's kind of fell off, you know, the last couple of years, but he has reappeared. A story broke a couple weeks ago about him, and he's been on a TV show that, and when the news broke, you know, it caught my attention. As it did, it caught the attention of everybody, and it just, I don't know, it blew my mind. I was like, what depths does this guy have to go to now to keep his name relevant? You see, and it's just, I don't know, it's preposterous. I don't know. I was so excited when I found out I was wrestling Buff. Like, 2 days later after the match was announced, the news broke about Buff, and I was like, really? This is the guy I'm getting in the ring with, huh? I got a few tricks up my sleeve. I'm no spring chicken, and I've been around the block a time or two myself, so I got something in store for Buff come the 22nd. Don't you worry about that.
It's going to be a great match. I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. I don't see a bad match on the card, as a matter of fact, going into it. Looks like this might be match for match, possibly the best lineup they've had at Heroes and Legends 3. Sean, would you concur?
Oh, absolutely. You know, with each one, I think it just gets better and better and bigger and bigger. And unbeknownst to the Heroes and Legends fans, on top of what we've already got going on, we have just added one more surprise match for the fans. I'm not going to give anything out here. You'll have to come to the show to find out exactly what that's going to be. But absolutely, it gets better and better. I mean, preparations are already underway for Heroes and Legends 4. Of course, we obviously want to get through this one first. But yeah, the names get bigger, the card gets bigger, and I mean, we are so excited. I couldn't be more proud to be working for Jason Maples and Heroes and Legends and having an opportunity to watch the heroes of Heroes and Legends start to become legends as this process goes on. The talent list just keeps getting better and better. I get more excited every single day.
Well, Drew, I don't want to start anything, but I would like to point out that Troy Miller has gone on record as wanting a shot at the Heroes and Legends title. Should you get through Al Snow on Saturday and Troy Miller defeats Buff Bagwell, is there a chance that you would face Troy Miller for said championship?
Hey, look, it's not about starting anything or anything like that. Every person on the roster wants a shot at your Heroes and Legends champion. Everyone wants to get in the ring with me, elevate to the company that elevates their careers. So, of course, they want to get in the ring with me. That doesn't shock me at all. But, you know, if he does get past Buff Bagwell, which is a tough task, I've wrestled Buff on three occasions myself, which I won all three times, by the way. But, you know, if he does get past Buff, we'll see. You know what I mean? Heroes and Legends is about being the best people in the ring, having the best matches anywhere in the Midwest. We produce the best show anywhere in the Midwest. So, you know, if Troy Miller's the next guy, I'll train for Troy Miller. And, you know, it'll be an honor to beat him as well. So, you know, to me, line him up. You know what I mean? That's what they've been doing. That's what they're going to keep doing. You know, I didn't win this title to just carry it around. I win this title because I knew what it means. I say, you know, my little line that everyone yells with me, 2,000 people scream it with me at every fan fest, you are now rocking with the best. I say that because I believe it, and in order to prove it to everyone else, I have to keep that title. That's what I plan to do.
Troy, how about it? You've already publicly stated you want a Heroes and Legends title shot. Do you have a master plan to get a title shot?
You know, there's no mistake about it. Drew's got the belt, and everybody wants the belt. I mean, it is the title to have, you know, and not just the state of Indiana, but across the whole Midwest and even as far as the United States, I'd say. It's a very prestigious title. It would look good on my mantle. It would look good on my resume. It'd look better around my waist. Me and Drew, we have an understanding, you know. We've been friends a long time, many years. It's got nothing to do with friendship. It's got to do with proving who is the king of the jungle. It's about proving who is the best and who needs to be in that number one spot. And I've made no bones about it, no mistaking that I do want that championship belt. And by hook or by crook, some way in the near future, I plan on putting that belt around my waist.
Well, Sean, you're
wow.
In the office there. You're a right-hand man of Jason Maples. What do you make of Troy Miller wanting a title shot? It sounds like Drew's willing to wrestle him for it.
Well, you know what? I mean, it all sounds great. It's obviously not something at this point that can be called. I mean, like both of them said, everybody wants the Heroes and Legends Heavyweight Championship. It is the most prestigious title in the country. I'm going to go that far. It is something that has been battled over, you know, already. Everybody wants it. It's just a matter of getting through the person that currently has it. Troy Miller, in no way, shape, or form has quit on anybody. In my opinion, Troy is pretty much at the pinnacle of his career right now. Definitely a great contender for that championship. Drew has managed to hang on to that title for a very, very long time. And at this point,
462 days come Saturday.
Okay, 462 days, my fault. 462 days, which is an extremely long time. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Lord of the Rings, you know, with Gollum in the ring. Drew's skills and that belt are inseparable. And it is going to take a lot for Drew to get his hands off of that championship. And, you know, in the future, I mean, who knows? It's so hard to tell. Heroes and Legends Wrestling is always evolving, always changing. Surprises are always happening. But as of right now, it is way too early to call that. We'll see what happens with Al Snow on Saturday. And, you know, keep paying attention to heroesandlegendswrestling.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll be able to be the first to find out what's going to happen next.
Make no mistake about it. I don't take anything away from Drew Skills. Drew Skills has proven himself this last year that he is the top dog. I mean, he is one bad dude. Like I said earlier, Troy Miller's no slouch. I've been around the block. I know what it takes to bring the big man down. And, hey, let the chips fall where they may. I'm going into Heroes and Legends 3 with one goal in mind, that's to beat Buff, and that's to move on to get my championship match.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, Sign Guy. You're kind of a little walking wrestling library. You tell me a promotion anywhere, you know, and there may be one, you know, I just don't know about it, that has had as many Hall of Famers, as many legends, as many superstars, international superstars, and the absolute best indie talent that the Midwest has to offer. You tell me a promotion that can offer the same thing that we offer, and then maybe their title will be a little bit higher in the prestige level. But right now, this is the top of the mountain. Heroes and Legends is where it is at, and I am on top. I plan to stay there. That's just, you know, I'm not going anywhere.
I don't know of any promotion that's not on national TV that has a talent roster like Heroes and Legends.
Because there isn't one.
You know, and let me add something here, too. I mean, I have the utmost respect for Drew Skills as a professional wrestler. But the one thing, Drew, and I said this on Facebook here to you recently, the one thing that is going to be your downfall is your ego. You know, it's great that you've held on to the championship for this long, but being that inseparable, it's going to be your downfall. And Al Snow is out to get you. We all know that. And I know that you're going to put up the you're going to be at the top of your game. We all know that every single time you come to the ring. Like I said, I respect you as a professional wrestler. But eventually you're going to mess up. And this main event for Heroes and Legends 3 is going to absolutely, you know, we're having this at the place called the Fun Dome, and it's going to be the Thunderdome, this coming Saturday. I'm excited to see what happens here, as I am with all the matches that we have. But I'll especially be paying attention to this Drew Skills match as much as anybody, and Troy Miller as well. Apparently, Troy's hungry. Everybody's hungry for that championship.
Well, you know, you make a good point, Sean. And when you look at the roster of guys that you have for Heroes and Legends 3, you not only have the legends coming in, like Al Snow and Bushwhacker Luke, Marty Jannetty, a lot of them, you also have the very, very best of the independent wrestlers on their way up in their careers, people like Troy Miller, Karn Alexander, Jake Oman, people like that. So Drew is basically getting it from both sides of the Heroes and Legends fence. You think anyone in his position could have survived as long as he has with that much talent focused on his championship?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And like they both stated, everyone wants this championship. And another thing that we're doing at Heroes and Legends 3, it's not just our regular Heroes and Legends roster that's on this show. We have actually brought in talent from other independent wrestling federations from across the state. We have six other independent wrestling federations bringing in their people. So this is something else that Drew's going to have to look at, too, is we're bringing in people that are not even part of our roster who also eventually want to get their hands on that championship. So the stakes just keep getting bigger and bigger. These matches are going to happen during our Fan Fest, which is going to happen before our main show in the evening. So Drew's going to have a chance to scout these people out too and see some other people who are hungry for that gold as well.
I even understand that promotions as far as way as Washington State going to be making their way to Heroes and Legends.
Yeah, and who else is going to be there, sign guy?
I think I just might be there myself.
That's what I heard. I heard you just might be there as well. So, yeah, top to bottom, absolutely stacked. We're excited. We're all excited.
Washington State, Tennessee, Canada, people are coming from all over the place.
Now, Drew is the champion of Heroes and Legends. How much scouting do you actually do of the people that are on the roster? Because like we pointed out, everyone's gunning from the Heroes to the Legends to the independent guys looking to get a shot at the main roster, how much do you have to do to prepare for so many guys coming at you?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I've known for a while that I was working with Al. I knew, you know, obviously I knew from one to two I was going to be with Tatanka. After the first one, we knew that there was going to be a rematch because it was, you know, that match was so so off the chain. But I knew there was going to be, so I had a long time to prepare. And, you know, it worked out in my favor for with Tatanka. And I had a long time to prepare for Al Snow. That's the only person I've been preparing for. So I'm ready for him in all shapes, fashions, and no matter what he does, I'm going to be there for it. And then when it comes time for the actual show itself, I am taking part in the Fan Fest. So all the fans will get to come and, you know, take their pictures with me and the championship belt. I'm sure the line will be out the door. But I'll be able to watch the Fan Fest matches during the show. But once the show starts, I find my place in the back, and I start preparing myself mentally and physically to get ready for the show. So I don't actually get to see the show when it happens. I get my copy of the DVD, and I watch the matches that way. You know, once the show's actually going on, I'll see the Fan Fest because I'll be out there. But outside of the Fan Fest, I won't actually see the show. So it won't be until after the show that I get to watch the guys. And then, you know, it won't take long before we get to promote Heroes and Legends 4, and I'll figure out who my next opponent will be because, you know, obviously, I'll mow it through Al.
Well, Troy is a veteran in this business. You've always faced some of the best talent out there, even preceding Heroes and Legends. Back in the old EWF, you would face a lot of the incoming big-name wrestlers. As someone that's been around for so long and has had so much success in the business, where do you see Troy Miller going from Heroes and Legends 3?
I can only see myself going up. Like I said, I'm just trying to climb that ladder, man, trying to stay relevant. Sometimes it's hard to do. Sometimes there's certain politics that try to play against you. And sometimes, you know, the weaky oil gets the grease, if you know what I'm saying. You just got to play the game inside the ring and outside the ring. You have to do whatever it takes to stay relevant, to stay in the title hunt, to stay in contention. It's a chore sometimes, but like I said, I've been around for quite a while. I know how to play the game. And I'm just ready for, you know, whatever the next step is. I take one day at a time. I take one match at a time. Win, lose, or draw, I got to say that, you know, ever since Heroes and Legends has really kicked off, my career's done nothing but skyrocket. So I can just say that it's just going to get better, just like me, get better with time.
Well, Sean, besides the matches we've talked about, I know there's a lot of matches going on. You want to run down the other matches because potentially these could lead into matches either Troy or Drew will have people to deal with the next time Heroes and Legends comes around.
Absolutely. I mean, while we're on the subject of championship gold, the Heroes and Legends tag team titles are up for grabs. Our current champions, Jake Omen and Scotty Young, are going up against the handicapped heroes, Zach Gowen and Gregory Iron. I know on both sides of that fence, both teams are eager to get at each other. Jake and Scotty love the gold that they have, and they definitely want to keep it. Zach Gowen and Gregory Iron, I think they've definitely stated that they are bringing everything they've got and they're going to walk away several pounds heavier at the end of the night because they're going to have those titles around their waist. So, again, a very exciting match that everybody's looking forward to with four great people, four amazing wrestlers. Everybody's definitely excited to see the outcome of that as well. Eli McFly and Marty Jannetty, there are so many jokes and puns there that I can't even begin to start with that. But Eli has been with us for quite a while. He is very excited to go up against Marty Jannetty, and Eli's promising a super kick. He's been saying that over and over on social media. That's going to be a very high volume match. I think it's going to be nonstop. Eli is determined to beat Marty. Marty is coming determined to beat Eli. So that one, you know, none of these matches that I'm going to talk about here, I can't begin to even give you an idea of how those are going to end, because they're going to be such great matches with such great competitors. But Eli versus Marty, that's just going to be a show all unto itself. Next up, Karn Alexander with his little sister Kenzie versus Scotty Too Hotty. Talk about amplitude. I think the entire crowd is going to be out of their seats for this entire match. Karn Alexander coming off a match with Chris Masters at Heroes and Legends 2. That match was a sight to behold. I don't expect anything different from this one. Like I said, if there is a single butt in a seat during this match, I'll be very surprised. It's going to be quite the entertaining match. The real deal, Bobby Steele versus Nikolai Volkov. You know, all of us as wrestling fans growing up, Nikolai was definitely one of those people that we loved to watch. He was very entertaining. You never knew what was going to happen next. And the same thing's going to happen here. Bobby Steele has already made it clear on social media, on our web pages, on Twitter. He's already called out Nikolai, talking about him being old, past his prime, his day is over. And Bobby Steele is a tough guy. This is probably going to take every single bit of energy that Nikolai has to try and get over on Bobby Steele, because Bobby Steele is just set out to destroy anything in his path. So we're definitely looking at having to clean up the arena after this match, because I think it's going to be absolutely destroyed. The next one is going to be Roderick Street versus Bushwhacker Luke. What can I say about that? It's Bushwhacker Luke. There's going to be some hands going over heads. There's going to be some face licking going on, I'm sure. Talk about absolutely entertaining. Again, in my opinion, Bushwhacker Luke and Roderick Street, very much on the same level. Both very talented. I can't honestly say that, you know, one is absolutely better than the other, but we're going to find out who the better man is after this match, and I think that's going to be a very exciting match as well. Here's another one, Mark Vandy versus Congo Kong. Congo Kong is being managed this time by Armando Estrada. These two always tear the house down. It doesn't matter where they're at. It doesn't matter what their frame of mind is. Congo Kong has taught quite a few lessons to people in the ring, and I think that this time Mark Vandy has elevated himself in his career where he is more prepared and more focused than he's ever been. Congo Kong, he's just a beast set to destroy. I don't quite know if he has an off button or a pause button, but that monster is absolutely an out-of-control bullet train. He manages to stay on the track, but if you're in his path, chances are at the end of the night you're probably going to be flat on your back and definitely hurting. So, again, another match that's going to be extremely intense. And with Armando Estrada at ringside, anything can happen. We're looking very much forward to that one as well. Troy Miller versus Buff Bagwell, of course, we've discussed that one already. I think both sides of that fence, they're poised to win. Troy Miller has made it very clear, especially here tonight, that he is not going to let anything stand in his way. And Troy Miller is a seasoned veteran. He knows what he's doing when he gets in the ring. And again, I can't call this one. There's no possible way. We do have another tag match, Sean Cook and Dylan Bostic versus Apollo Starr and Ramey Wilkins. I love tag matches. I expect this one to be very intense from both sides. I expect this one, this is another possible sleeper match of the night. I really think that this match, which is actually going to open our show, is going to set the night off in the right direction. I would be very surprised to see anybody in their seat again during this match because it's going to be extremely, extremely intense. And don't forget, we are also we're also going to be graced with the presence of Bobby the Brain Heenan at Heroes and Legends 3. So you'll definitely want to be there to see him, and he may even have something to say to start off our night as well. So all in all, I just named off 9 matches for our main card. And don't forget, there is one match that we haven't even announced. You'll have to be there at Heroes and Legends 3 in order to see that match as well. So we have an absolute loaded deck going into Heroes and Legends 3.
That sounds like an absolutely huge show.
Awesome.
Huge show. Well, QT, my partner, do you have some questions concerning Heroes and Legends 3?
Well, I'd like to say hi to Drew and wish him good luck. But, Drew, I still owe you a fruit pie for last year's baseball challenge against Terry Gilmore of the Northern Army's Brunage.
Yeah, I won that challenge against Jason May. How are you, QT?
Not too bad. I was wondering, can I send that fruit pie along with Sign Guy when he flies out of Seattle?
That'd be great. I'll use that fruit pie to celebrate after I beat Al Snow in the title match.
Oh, okay. I think if I send that fruit pie out with Seattle, it'll cut down on my overhead expenses. Yes. Now, talking about the baseball challenges, how do you think the Mariners will do this year with their accusation of second baseman Cano from the Yankees? He's getting paid $24 million a season.
I have no idea. Clay Miller probably knows more about baseball than I do.
Well, Drew, what would you do with $24 million a season or a year?
I'd buy stock in Heroes and Legends Professional Wrestling.
Oh, okay. Stock in Heroes and Legends. Okay, very good. All right. Now, Sean, are you going to be in a rumored Sign of the Times coming at you from the live from Indiana this coming weekend, a Sign of the Times?
I'm sorry. I actually only heard a part of what you said there. You're kind of cutting out on me.
Oh, okay. Are you going to be in the upcoming Sign of the Times live from Indiana this coming weekend?
I have absolutely no clue.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask what your favorite Sign of the Times was.
You know what? I don't even know if I could pick one, to be honest with you. Man. Yeah, I wouldn't want to say, I wouldn't want to disappoint some people and make somebody else extremely happy. I'm not quite sure that I can pick one, to be honest with you.
I'm sure.
Maybe Troy
I'm
has
sure
an idea.
I'm sure his favorite one was one of the two that I was on. I'm sure it was probably his favorite one.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Well, Sean, are you aware of that Sign Guy recently captured wrestling gold by capturing the YouTube 24/7 Heritage Heavyweight Intergender Championship from Gregor Petrov at Blue Collar Wrestling?
That in itself is an amazing accomplishment.
Well, that gives red hot success to Sign Guy going into Heroes and Legends.
Absolutely. And I got to say that I think everybody is very excited to see Sign Guy. He's quite a legend in his own right.
Well, I think he's recovered nicely from that fractured orbital socket. Yes.
Yeah,
it's like Sign Guy himself. I think it's like Sign Guy himself is made from titanium.
Yeah, we're debating on whether or not we should pad the floor outside the ring this time around.
Now,
I damaged one floor, I'm labeled.
Now, Troy, would you be willing to chip in some money for maybe a memorial plaque to be cemented on the spot where Sign Guy almost met his fate?
I think I would be inclined to, but Sign Guy's like Superman, you know. That concrete floor had to be made out of more than kryptonite because, I mean, he's one tough dude.
Well, talking about Superman, there seems to be some Sign Guy action figures coming out on the market. Will you be buying any Sign Guy action figures?
Only if I can get it signed.
Oh, signed, okay. Okay. Well, Troy, I saw Marty Giannetti 2 weeks ago at the Blue Collar Wrestling at North Portland Eagles in North Portland, and he was successful in his tag team match when he teamed with Tex Thompson. They went up against Lone Star and Damon Scythe. And I've got to admit that Sign Guy can tell you what a formidable opponent Damon Scythe is. So I think Marty Giannetti will be in top form coming off this victory at Blue Collar Wrestling.
Hmm. Well.
Marty Giannetti's opponent, Eli McFly, is just another example of how evolving Heroes and Legends are and how important each match that you have is. Heroes and Legends 1, he had a match on the Fan Fest. He wasn't part of the main show, and now he's worked his way up the card, guys, you know, in a huge match at Heroes and Legends 3 against Marty Giannetti. So, you know, these matches, these Fan Fest matches, all the matches on the card are all so important. And just, you know, another thing that, you know, Heroes and Legends is doing that is just amazing to me.
And on that note that Drew just mentioned there, I do want to bring to attention that we are going to have, during the Fan Fest, a six-man scramble match. The winner of the six-man scramble match is going to have a roster spot on Heroes and Legends Wrestling. So they are going to... This is not a match just to determine who's the better of the six people. This is a match to determine who the next possible eventual contender for the Heroes and Legends Heavyweight Championship could be, because there is a roster spot for the winner of this six-man scramble match.
Wow, that'll be very good action indeed. Drew, I'm going to predict Karn Alexander and his sister over Scotty Too Hotty. That's an official QT Votes prediction. Yes.
I agree with you, QT.
Oh, good. That's great. All right. Now, Troy, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, Karn Alexander, you know, he's a good guy. He's a friend of mine. You know, Sean may not like him too well, but he's a good guy. You know, the guy has a lot of confidence. Sean doesn't like the guys that have confidence because he has none in himself. But, you know, I understand why he don't.
Oh, come
on. You know, Karn's a good guy. He's coming off a loss, unfortunately, to Chris Masters last show. So Karn's going to put forth a good effort, and I think he'll avoid the worm.
Yeah, it's not Karn you got to worry about. It's his little sister, Kenzie, that you have to worry about during a match with him.
What do you think Kenzie will bring to this match? Has she been doubling up her cardio?
I think she's been practicing how to sneak into the ring and interfere without getting noticed.
Oh, okay. Well, Troy, what are your plans for St. Patrick's Day? Is Libby going to cook up some corned beef and cabbage?
We're not too much big fans of the corned beef and cabbage. Probably just another day, you know, just St. Patrick's Day. We're both Irish, but it's just another day to us. Nothing big to celebrate there. Just celebrate another day of life. Celebrate, you know, the little bundle of joy that's soon to be on his way. And we're just going to take it easy.
Myself and our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners would like to give you congratulations on that. Yes.
All right. Well, we appreciate that.
Oh, okay. Well, back to you, Sun Guy.
Thank you, QT. Well, Drew, I know that Heroes and Legends has the eyes of the wrestling community on it, and you wrestle all over the place for various promotions. When you go into other locker rooms, do you find that people want to know more about Heroes and Legends and the goings-on there and how to be part of Heroes and Legends?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, throughout the whole Midwest, you know, everyone's always, you know, it's not just the guys in the locker rooms. You know, they're, of course, wanting to find out how and who to contact and, you know, what moves they need to make in order to get there. But, you know, the fans, man, that's the thing that gets me the most. So I'll go out, you know, and have my merchandise table, and then that's what everybody wants to talk about. It's Heroes and Legends. Hey, you know, let's talk about your match with the Tampa. Let's talk about your match with, you know, Al Snow coming up. I can't wait for March 22nd. You know, it's the buzz for Heroes and Legends is huge. You know, all the wrestlers want to be on that show, and all the fans want to go see it. You know, I tell everybody all the time, man, it doesn't – if you are a wrestling fan, if you are a fan of wrestling in any era, it doesn't matter if, you know, if you like the PG, it doesn't matter if you're Attitude, it doesn't matter if you were WCW, it doesn't matter if you were Golden Age WWF, it doesn't matter. There is something for you on this card, you know, and it's a family affair. You know, there's events going on all day long. This is not something that you're going to go to and your kids are going to be bored going into it. There's things for them to do. I mean, we've had, you know, video game tournaments and all kinds of face paint tournaments and just all kinds of different things going on for everybody and fans of all ages and of all times in the business. I mean, we got guys on there from the Attitude Era. We got guys, you know, stars from WCW, stars from ECW, stars, you know, Volkoff. Anything you can imagine as a fan wanting to see, it's being offered to you March 22nd at Fort Wayne, Indiana, at the Fun Dome. It doesn't matter where you're at in the Midwest, man. If you're a fan and you're not trying to get to the show, I don't know what you're doing. If you want to sit in the crowd with 40, 50 other people and watch, you know, you may know two or three people on the card. On this one, you're going to know somebody in every single match. It's going to be someone that you grew up watching or someone that, you know, you want to see. So Heroes and Legends, the buzz is phenomenal. And it's one of those things where it deserves it. You know, a lot of times these promotions, they'll have one or two big shows. They'll have one or two stars on the show. This card is stacked from top to bottom. Like I said, it's not just the wrestling. There's all kinds of events going on. You know, if you're one of those memorabilia guys, you get to come in, sit down with Hall of Famers, get them to sign your stuff, talk about stories. It's a great time for any fan of any time in the business.
Troy is someone that's been around for quite a while and someone that has seen promotions come and go. What do you think Heroes and Legends is about that separates itself from every other company out there and makes every other company want to come to Fort Wayne and take part in this show?
Like Drew said, it's all about star power. Some shows, you know, if you go to independent shows around, and you know, it's usually just one guy to draw the house. One former WWE talent, one former Hall of Famer or current Hall of Famer, you'd say. But Heroes and Legends, it is stacked from top to bottom. You have the who's who of professional wrestling. It's not just one, it's the whole show. And we got the top local guys, too, you know. It's not just the stars, the legends, the heroes, the top talent from around the Midwest, around the country, you know. We're going up against these legends, and it's just a star-studded event. There's something for everybody at Heroes and Legends. That's what sets it apart. It is the premier week federation today, bar none.
Now, Sean, you talked a little bit about the pre-show matches, and there's promotions from all over North America coming to take part in this thing. obviously the best of the promotions coming are going to be represented there. Are all eyes from within the company going to be on this pre-show looking for talent to possibly bring back under the Heroes and Legends banner for Heroes and Legends 4?
Oh, of course, and you know that's always the case. You know, Heroes and Legends scouts everywhere. Now we're bringing them a little bit closer to us, bringing in these other wrestling federations. It's something that I think a lot of other promotions should be doing, because in the end, it's all about everybody working together to put on a show. You know, everybody, of course, the days of the territories are long gone, but we are doing what we can to try and bring in people from everywhere, no matter where it is, to give people an opportunity to showcase their talent. Because if they were to come to our show and watch some of these matches from some of these other promotions, then they may end up going to watch the shows of these other promotions as well. And that's what it's all about. But don't think that for 1 minute we're not watching these other talent, that we're not looking to see if, you know, it's somebody that may have a future with Heroes and Legends. I mean, it's absolutely true. You know, this time around, like I'd said before, our six-man scramble is the match that will guarantee one person a spot on the Heroes and Legends roster. So we are definitely looking, and the great thing about this is not sure everybody these FanFest matches, the Heroes and Legends roster, they get a chance to watch.
All right, well, Drew, I know that the match with Al Snow might be your biggest competition to date for the Heroes and Legends title. Do you have any final words for Al Snow heading into Saturday's defense?
You know, final words, I've said them before, I'll just say them again. You know, I am the best. I am the best because I have the gold. I plan on remaining the champion because, you know, that's how I am. You know, I don't do this for any other reason but to prove that I'm the best doing it. I am the best unsigned professional wrestler in the country, without a shadow of a doubt. I am that guy. And I plan on proving that on Saturday. So Al Snow better bring his very best game. He better, you know, get in a hot tub time machine or do something, because I don't think he's going to be able to get it done. Is it going to be easy? Not by any stretch of the word. It's going to be a war, but I'm a warrior, and I will come out on top.
All right. Troy, do you have any parting thoughts for Buff Bagwell heading to the Heroes and Legends 3?
Well, this will be my first outing at Heroes and Legends without Missy Liz. As everybody knows, she is with child. She's carrying my son, so she will not be at ringside. But nevertheless, I do have some personal protection for Buff Bagwell. So it's going to be interesting. Looking forward to the challenge. Looking forward to climbing that ladder in Heroes and Legends. I'm looking forward to what's next.
You know, just throwing this out there, your father-in-law has been known to manage a match or two. Just
that is
true. Just going to put that there.
I have been.
Sean, do you have any parting words as we head into this huge event and what looks to be an absolutely huge night for Heroes and Legends?
You know what? It definitely is going to be a huge night. I encourage people, if you have not purchased your tickets yet, I would do so right away at www.heroesandlegendswrestling.com. Our host hotel has already sold out. We are halfway through booking another hotel. So if you're coming in from out of town, you plan on staying in town, definitely go to our Facebook page and look for alternative options for other host hotels that we're sponsoring. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Heroes and Legends. Follow us on Facebook. Head to the website, buy your tickets. There are lots of different options that will give everybody a chance to meet all of these legends that we're bringing in during the Fan Fest, which starts at 2 o'clock. You also have an opportunity to meet with Heroes and Legends roster, including our Heroes and Legends heavyweight champion, Drew Skills. He may even be kind enough to let you take a picture with the championship title. I'm not sure. Our tag team champions will be there. This is a show you do not want to miss. We are almost sold out. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, please take a moment to do so. You will not be disappointed. We have six matches during the Fan Fest, which starts at 2 o'clock. We have 10 matches on our main card. You cannot go wrong. Every dollar you spend is going to be the best dollars you've ever invested in professional wrestling. Absolutely guaranteed.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank each of the three of you for being on today. I look forward to being at Heroes and Legends 3 myself next week, catching up with all three of you. Best of luck to everyone involved there, from the office down to the champions, to the heroes, to the legends, to the guys representing different promotions in the Fan Fest. Hopefully we'll all come together, have a absolutely gigantic, successful tonight show that night. And fans, if you haven't checked out Heroes and Legends, definitely a promotion you want to go to. Check it out. Going to be a great night. Lots of star power, lots of future stars on that show as well. Make sure you take part, and we will talk to you next week, everybody.
Thank you,
Thanks
Sun
for
guy.
Having us, Sun Guy.
Thanks, Sun Guy.
Our pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you very much.